What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news here. And the U.S. trade deficit is continuing to surge despite Trump's policies. And it's described as a stunning failure, and it really is. Now, Trump promised to cut U.S. dependence on imports, and he tried to do that with the tariffs. But when he first did that, I said, the problem is American agriculture and industry is not positioned to step into that market void. And that seems to be exactly what's happened. So Americans are still buying from China. They're paying those tariffs. It's a huge amount of money. It's putting more pressure on the American people. But the U.S. trade deficit reached a 10-year high of $621 billion last year. So, not good. All right, we have a caller on the line. Patrick in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I enjoy the show, but I would just like to get something straightened out here. You seem to be talking doublespeak when it comes to Donald Trump. You talk about the negativity, like your disappointment about Donald Trump, and then you a few minutes ago you were talking about Kushner and all that stuff, and then you seem kind of disappointed that the Democrats are going after Trump. What do you think three branches of government it has to do with? It has to do with balancing the power. It's not about, they're picking on Donald Trump with this. You know he's a crook. I mean, there's nothing to deny about that.
Well, Patrick, I don't
know
that for a fact here.
Stuff.
Patrick, huh? I don't know that he's a crook. I know he's a disappointment.
He is a crook.
I know that he's a very weak leader. Now, Patrick, it's obvious you weren't listening to the early part of the program because I explained, I don't invest in individual politicians or candidates. I'm here to basically try and restore the correct process, get us back to being a constitutional republic. Now, it's one thing if Trump actually has committed an impeachable offense, then by all means, go ahead. But so far, all we've seen for the last 2 years from the Democrats is endless thrashing about just trying to find something. And I think that's an abuse of their authority, and we've seen them violating the separation of powers multiple times over. So it is a real huge mess. Anyway, Patrick, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let
you
go.
Did you hear about the deal he made in China last year? How he made?
Okay, Patrick, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I'd like to call her previous, not Patrick, but the previous caller. He was saying that, Bolshevism, communism could come under Kushner, Pence, and Bolton. Everyone assumes it'll be under Democrats, but if you remember George Bush Jr., some people called his foreign policy, a Trotskyite foreign policy. So I think that caller made some excellent points.
He made some very excellent points here. I just am not sure I agree with his final analysis. What I would like to see happen, and maybe this is biasing my opinion, again, using the present Russian Republic as an example, after the Soviet Union collapsed, they had to get through some months of hardship. And they put together a new Russian Republic, which is not communist. It's not socialist. And things are much better in Russia today than they were under the Soviet Union. And I'm hoping that's what's going to happen here.
Oh, yes, definitely. I wouldn't underestimate President Trump's chances to win in 2020. I think if you look at the field of Democrats, it looks pretty pathetic. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, I think Trump could win. And, you know, I've always had this suspicion that Israel wanted Trump.
And well, there's no question that Trump is pro-Israel. I mean, he came out with that response to the Ilhan Omar situation, saying that he just couldn't believe that Congress had failed to pass an anti-Semitism resolution. So Trump is definitely Israel's man. But you know something? So was Hillary. And she was getting a lot of support from Israel and Jewish donors back in 2016. She may still step back in. I think we all remember that really kind of that weird situation where she said on TV, I'm not running in 2020. And then 24 hours later, she's saying, really, you shouldn't take me seriously about that sort of thing. She's waiting for the Mueller report to come on out. If she does step back in to run in 2020, she will be formidable because she still has her political machine around her. She's got huge amounts of money and supporters, and she's going to campaign on, it's my turn, I deserved it, it's time that we have a woman. As you say, the rest of the field of potential Democrats right now is looking pretty thin, but it's a long time until 2020. We haven't even begun to see the shakeouts of people stepping down from running. They've just made their announcements. And I think it's a long way to 2020, and pretty much anything could happen.
Yes. You know, I had a thought. You know, whenever the media obsesses over Russian interference in the election, you ever think that it's Israel interference in our election, and they're afraid to say it?
Well, of course they're afraid to say it. You know, I mean, again, look at the reaction to Ilhan Omar's comment about members of the United States Congress accepting all this money from an organization that clearly serves the interests of a foreign government. And by the way, for those of you who are paying attention, AIPAC has never been required to register as an agent of a foreign government, even though that's exactly what they are.
Yes. Yes. That Omar, I have to say, I hope she sticks to her guns. Kind of sad you have 500 mostly, quote, Christian representatives, and none dare mention AIPAC, and as they say, the truth shall set you free. And it took a Muslim woman to bring up the truth. It's pretty pathetic.
Now, as far as the makeup of Congress, there are a lot of Jewish members of Congress, by the way. It's not just Christians and one Muslim. It's a little more complex than that.
But it's, I would say, 70% so-called Christian representatives.
I think that's about right.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the economic news here. And over in Ohio, General Motors has closed their plant near Youngstown. And that factory has been there for 50 years producing cars and other vehicles during wartime. And this is going to eliminate 1,700 hourly positions by the end of this month. And GM announced late last year that Lordstown, along with three plants in the U.S. and one in Canada, would close by early next year. And apparently these factories were tooled up to make the Cruze, spelled C-R-U-Z-E. It's a popular, well-reviewed compact car. It was made in Lordstown since 2011. And they're saying it's become a victim of consumer tastes as car buyers in an era of inexpensive gasoline have shown a strong preference for trucks, SUVs, and crossover-type vehicles, all of which produce far bigger profits than sedans for General Motors. Well, I'm not sure about that. First of all, you know, when war comes, the price of gasoline is going to go right through the roof. And yes, it's consumer demand, and it's keeping up with the Joneses. And Claire and I have noticed that here in Hawaii. Now, because we're islands and everything is crowded and tight, the road lanes, the highway lanes, the parking spaces, they're striped very, very narrow. You know, we're driving this little tiny compact car, and I'm still having to sort of aim carefully to make sure I'm inside the lines on both sides. And usually on either side of us, you know, there'll be these giant pickup trucks. You know, they're all shiny and chrome and stickers on the back. And you look in the load bed and you can see they're still showroom new. They're not being used as pickup trucks. It's just somebody said, I want to drive a pickup truck. And that's what I'm going to do here. The other part of it, of course, is people aren't buying new cars the way they did. They're hanging on to their old cars. There's a lot of talk over in the right to repair movement about including cars in their agenda. So far, it's been computers, TVs, household appliances. But yeah, when I was a kid, cars were built so that their owners could do minor repairs on them. I remember rebuilding entire engines. I didn't like it, but I did it. Today, you can't. You know, you've got to have that little tiny computer that plugs in that will tell you what the car is thinking. Anyway, another story coming on out about the retail apocalypse. It is getting worse. And a lot of stores are on death watch. This is coming out of Money.com. And just in a single 24-hour period last week, Gap, JCPenney, and Victoria's Secret announced they would be closing more than 300 stores combined. And these announced closings came soon after retail companies made the difficult decisions to shut down all Payless, Shoe Source, and Gymboree stores throughout the U.S. And, of course, it's in the middle of Sears' attempt to survive. Now, Sears closed out last year by filing for bankruptcy and closing roughly 140 Sears and Kmart stores. And we have iconic brands are disappearing from our economic landscape, like Toys R Us and Bon Ton. Anyway. Family Dollar is going to close nearly 400 of their stores, actually 390. This is a chain that courts low-income shoppers with an array of items sold for under $10 at its more than 8,000 stores. It's owned by Dollar Tree, which operates a chain of 7,000 other stores in suburban areas. And Dollar Tree stores cater to customers who make more than Family Dollar stores do, but all of their products sell for only a dollar. And those stores can sometimes be fun, because sometimes they have some really cool things to try and lure people in. And what the heck, it's only a dollar. But Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar in 2015 for $8.5 billion, and the combined company hoped that by joining forces, it could grow its customer base, reduce costs, and fend off the bigger retailers like Dollar General and Walmart. Now, Walmart is definitely not a dollar store. Charlotte Russe is going to liquidate and close all of their stores. They filed for bankruptcy protection a month ago, and at that time, they announced plans to close only 94 of its 512 stores. But apparently, liquidator SB360 Capital Partners won the auction at bankruptcy court for Charlotte Russe's $160 million worth of inventory and other assets. And apparently the plan to shut it all down was approved by the bankruptcy court in Delaware just yesterday. So, another story, this one out of Zero Hedge. The U.S. economy is teetering on the brink of a new recession. That's just the hard reality. The indicators are all there. And U.S. debt levels are exploding. I mean, we can all see the U.S. economy has dramatically slowed down. We can see it with all the empty storefronts, and people are in debt. They're trying to get through the hard times with their credit cards. Right now, there are 37 million credit card accounts in the U.S. that are seriously delinquent right now. And you should be doing the best that you can do to get out of any debt that you have. You know, just for, you know, forego the vacations, forego eating out, just slap as much as you can on those credit card bills and that car loan and that mortgage. And just get your debt down. Because it's going to get very ugly out there. And apparently, construction spending is now skidding. Non-residential construction stagnates. So bad news over in the construction sector. The news is really all bad. There's nothing coming. Unless you're working for a defense contractor and then times are very, very good. Australia has fallen into recession. Nigeria is slipping the way of Venezuela. And speaking of Venezuela, they've had a little bit of an embarrassment. Their state-owned oil company, PDVSA, has declared a maritime emergency after a German company operating a portion of its tanker fleet said it needed to return 10 vessels because of unpaid fees. And this is bad timing because, according to Reuters, PDVSA needs as many as 160 people, including tanker captains, machinists, and operators, to bring the ships back that Germany Bernhard Schult Ship Management is returning. But PDVSA does not have those crews. And unfortunately, PDVSA, they're sinking into debt. Last month, the German company said it would abandon two of the Venezuelan company's oil tankers in Portugal. Okay. Article out of Investment Watch blog. I remember Seattle. Claire and I lived there for a while. We didn't actually live in Seattle. We actually lived out in the Cascade Mountains in a little town called North Bend. If you remember the TV series Twin Peaks, it was filmed there. There was a big tourism economy built around it, even though the show had gone off the air. But apparently, the homeless problem has gotten so bad in Seattle that people are saying the community is just falling apart. And that's another indicator things are not good in this country. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. And that caller who was saying there might be a socialist revolution in this country, that would certainly be an argument for it. To redistribute the wealth. Unfortunately, most of that wealth is in, you know, assets, large mansions, factories, things that can't be carved up and shared with ordinary Americans. So it is a mess. Bad times are coming. Getting on down to the borders, officials are saying that the Border Patrol is now strained to the breaking point. There are record-breaking numbers of large groups of people illegally crossing that southern border. And at a press conference in Washington last Tuesday, Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin K. McLean, said it's time for lawmakers to address the growing crisis. It is just not sustainable. The system is well beyond capacity and remains at the breaking point. Officials revealed that 76,000 migrants crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally just last month, more than double the number from the same period last year. And they're being lured here with the promise of free stuff from the Democrats. That's what the Democrats are going to be campaigning on in 2020. Vote for us. We'll take stuff away from the people who've been in this country for a very long time, and we'll give it to you to show how much we care about you and how much we love you. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so far, the U.S. government, meaning the U.S. taxpayers, have spent $98 million on health care for the illegals, along with 57,000 man hours spent at hospitals. And those are just the numbers from the Customs and Border Patrol. So it's time to build that wall. Now, apparently one of those costs are about to go up here because the Department of Homeland Security secretary has revealed that every migrant girl over the age of 10 gets a pregnancy test because apparently there is so much rape going on at the southern U.S. border. This is coming from Kirstjen Nielsen. And she's talking about, you know, the increase in violence at ICE. And she's saying it's not a safe journey. Well, it really isn't. But whose fault is that? It's the fault of the parents. Now, most Democrats are still in lockstep supporting unfettered, borderless immigration. But surprisingly, some are beginning to take a different view. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is now saying the reducing of the flow of undocumented migrants is a necessity for a variety of reasons, including budgetary considerations and lower crime rates here. And she's absolutely right. And Feinstein is making the exact same points Trump is making, except how Trump is wrong for doing so because he's morally bankrupt and he's bigoted here. But Feinstein said people who should be here are those who come legally. We've got to enforce our borders. The day when America can be a welfare system for Mexico is gone. Well, yes, absolutely. She's right about that. The other problem we have to deal with is that apparently MS-13 is just pouring into this country. Now, MS-13 actually did begin in the United States. Claire and I watched a documentary about them the other day, and they are extremely violent. They make the Yakuza look like choir boys. And they're into sex trafficking, child prostitution, murder, rape, armed robbery, drug trafficking, human trafficking, extortion, money laundering, prostitution, assault, kidnapping, arms trafficking. And these MS-13 gang members are coming up from El Salvador. And the gang was formed in Los Angeles in the late 70s by El Salvadorians fleeing their own country's civil war. Now, today there are an estimated 30,000 to 50,000 MS-13 gang members, having spread from Los Angeles into nearly every state in the U.S. and throughout Central and South America. And the horrific violence waged by MS-13 in El Salvador has become so bad that El Salvadorian police officers are fleeing their own country to seek asylum in the United States because they're afraid for their lives and the lives of their families. I mean, the MS-13, they're really out there. They don't come any worse than MS-13. Okay, Texas health officials report that nearly 200 people have contracted mumps in migrant detention facilities located across the state so far this fiscal year. And apparently, the Texas Department of State Health Services states that 186 people in migrant detention centers had confirmed cases of mumps. Now, they're saying the state health agency doesn't know what the vaccination status is of migrant adults and children who enter. However, all unaccompanied minors are vaccinated when they're detained. Okay, this gets us back to something else we've talked about on the show. Are the vaccines really protecting people, or are they in fact causing the diseases? And earlier this week, we had this story showing that a lot of people who got the measles vaccine seem to come down with measles, and it turns out basically it's a reaction to the vaccine itself. Now, the good news is, this is coming out of Daily Caller, Trump has secured funding for more than half of his proposed border wall, and this will be approximately 445 miles of the total 722 miles desired by the Trump administration. I think he needs to go back to that other company who said they could build a much longer wall for a lot less money. So I don't know how the bidding worked out on that one. And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims the entire premise of a border wall is based on racism and bigotry. Well, could we apply that to Israel, which has a wall? We could apply it to the Vatican. They've got a really solid wall. I got to see that one up close. Lots of countries have border walls. Mexico has a border wall on their southern border. But the Democrats are still out there. They are desperate for illegal immigrant voters to shift the 2020 elections. And Trump and the GOP aren't doing anything about it. We need a national voter ID law right now. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the U.S. House of Representatives finally passed the anti-hate resolution, and apparently Nancy Pelosi's tactic of bringing other minority groups into it, like the Muslims, did the trick, because the resolution passed with a vote of 407-23. Now, where this is breaking down, of course, is the fact that Representative Ilhan Omar was not expressing hate for Jews or Muslims or anybody else. She was stating an unequivocal fact that members of the U.S. Congress accept money from an organization that is serving a foreign government. That's what she basically said. And of course, Israel's agenda is to say, criticizing Israel, that's anti-Semitism. Because if you didn't hate the Jewish people, you wouldn't care what Israel's doing to the Palestinians. That's where they're coming from. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Don in the Philippines. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I was going to say something about Hillary, but before that, I just want to tell you, yeah, you opened my eyes a lot about the whole Israel situation, because very few people on the the internets say anything about Israel, they leave it alone for one reason or another. But you and this lady, however you pronounce her name, the little Somali lady, I like her. And you know, she's nice. I mean, she's telling the truth. But I want to say
that's
something
why
about
they
Hillary
hate her.
Clinton. Yeah, I want to say something about Hillary. She's kind of flip-flopping whether she's running or not. I think it's going to be like a stealth candidacy is what it'll be. I think it might already be planned that way because they have so many candidates in the Democratic field that nobody's going to jump out in the lead. So when they get to the convention, they'll have like six different candidates, and then they'll say, "Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I guess we'll just have to call on Hillary Clinton, the old standby." I think that's what they're trying to. They're trying to engineer it that way so she'll get it.
Well, I think Hillary already has set the machinery in motion for a run for 2020. Hillary2020.org, I think it is, has already been reserved as a domain name. And I think she's just trying to keep it under wraps while she sort of dips her toe in the water to see what's going on. But when she retracted her statement saying she wasn't going to run in 2020, she made the point of saying she was going to wait to see what the Robert Mueller report contained. And I think what she is hoping for is that there's going to be something in there that is going to really stick to Donald Trump and help to bring him down, at which point the GOP doesn't really have much of anybody else to run other than Mike Pence. And he's going to come into 2020, you know, looking like a warmonger, and we're sick and tired of war. I think there's a good chance Hillary is going to run because she can't let go of 2016. It seems like every few days there's another article out where Hillary is saying, "Oh, I lost because of," and she spins that giant wheel. Today's excuse is, you know, young people. And
A lot easier for not to run and just wait. Like that's what happened last time with Mitt Romney. He got a hotel room in Cleveland where they had the convention. He was just waiting for the popular acclaim to say Mitt, we need Mitt or something like that. You know, it didn't happen because Trump was too strong of a candidate. But it'd be a lot easier for him not to run at all and just wait it out and then just jump in at the last minute. But I don't. You're probably right. She might run. Dick Morris said the only way she's not going to run for president is if she's dead. What'd he say?
Okay. Well, Dick Morris may unfortunately be right, but it was still very bizarre of her to make that statement that she wasn't running and then retract it 24 hours later, which raises the question if you know Hillary is suffering age-related mental deterioration, because we were seeing symptoms of it back in 2016.
Yeah, she didn't have it really all together, I don't think. I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Phone lines are now open here. Getting on back to immigration. Basically, there are a lot of reasons to have a border wall. There are a lot of reasons to control who is allowed to come into this country or not. And the Democrats basically just stick to the same basic claim. You know, if you're in favor of border control, you're morally bankrupt and you're a bigot, you're a racist. Because that's all they've got to go with. Because so far, everybody who's had direct experience with this flood of immigrants pouring across the border, they're seeing it as a negative. They're seeing it as a threat to this country. And I'm sort of amazed that Trump backed off, trying to get the military to pay for this. But then you had the leadership of the Pentagon saying, no, we want to save this money for other things, which technically they're not allowed to do. This is a time of war, and that makes the president the commander-in-chief. But Trump, unfortunately, is proving to be a very, very weak leader. And that's illustrated by the story we did earlier in the week about how John Bolton is basically running U.S. foreign policy right now. Over in Germany, as migrants poured across their border, the Migration and Refugee Services referred 5,000 cases of crimes under international law to the police and the Attorney General. But in the end, only 129 cases ended up being investigated. All those others were just allowed on in. Okay. And now, Hungary's Viktor Orban could face expulsion from the European Parliament's center-right European People's Party political group. The EPP is set to discuss Orban and his Fides party on the 20th of this month. The EPP is the parliament's largest group, but has been wrangling over Orban's increasingly populist and anti-European Union rhetoric. And in a response, Orban called those seeking his party's ouster from the group useful idiots, saying in an interview that their efforts would only serve the interests of the left. He's certainly correct about that one here. Over in Sweden, there's a video that was made by the police in the no-go zone of Rinkeby, Jarva. It's been viewed over 2 million times just in the past few days. And it's basically the reason they made the video and saying it's gone too far is because of an incident where two boys in the multicultural zone were trying to shoplift pastries at a grocery store. And when they got caught, they pulled out guns. Anyway, a little bit of good news here. Apparently, the California Department of Motor Vehicles is to be audited for voter fraud. And this time, the audit will focus on the DMV program that registers drivers to vote. And the department has admitted mishandling voter registration information for 23,000 drivers and double registering as many as 77,000 others, which means 77,000 registrations that can be used to commit election fraud. Now, State Assemblyman Jim Patterson claims over 500 Californians may not have been able to vote last November because the DMV did not send their information to the Secretary of State's office in time. And he said the problems with motor voter have risen to such a degree that there is a bipartisan effort in this. The errors include registering 16-year-olds to vote. We have numbers of people who had their registration changed without their approval or knowledge. Now, to me, that shows intent to deceive. Okay. About a week ago, there was this situation on the UC Berkeley campus where there was this conservative group there trying to recruit more conservatives. And this man just walked on up and said, "You're promoting violence," and punched a guy in the face. And it was caught on video. Now, Zachary Greenberg has been arrested. He's now banned from the campus. There were people there saying that he really wasn't a student there anyway. And even though there is a video of him committing the assault, he's pleading not guilty. He's been charged with 3 felony counts. So that's going to be great jury duty. You're going to be in and out by lunch. Over in Baltimore, a former police department sergeant has been indicted for allegedly planting a pellet gun on a suspect who was deliberately run over by a fellow sergeant in 2014. The second sergeant was the leader of a now defunct corrupt elite task force within the department, was later convicted of several crimes. It does sometimes feel like the whole world is just going crazy. What was that old line? They're all crazy except me and you, and I've got my doubts about you. Getting into the world of computers, this is an interesting story. Over in Kyoto, Japan, they have this 400-year-old Kodaiji Temple, and they've got a modern makeover. They have installed the world's first sutra-chanting android modeled after Kanon, the Buddhist goddess of mercy. And it was introduced to the public last week. Now, Kanon is worshipped by thousands of temples in Japan as a deity who helps people in distress. And now the country's fascination with robotics has made its way into that worship. So it's an interesting blend of, you know, ancient religion and modern technology. And apparently the goal of this android is to spread the word of Buddhism to a younger generation in contemporary language. Make it a little bit easier to understand. On the downside of computers, apparently last year there were 12,449 data breaches. That's a 424% increase over the previous year. And apparently 47% of all compromised identity records having been exposed in breaches experienced by organizations from the United States and China. And still nothing is being done about it. Now, I understand that the email system is going through a transformation to try and block spoofed emails and other malware. And unfortunately, we're on Spectrum email. And lately, a lot of stuff is just not getting through. I think the email system is broken and nobody wants to talk about it. Over at Paul Craig Roberts' website, there was a quick little blurb. He has this newsletter he sends out. And apparently about half the people on his mailing list are no longer getting them. And he was wondering if it was censorship. And I think it's a tech issue. If they were going to censor them, they would block them all. Now, technology against technology is not the correct way of dealing with cybercrime and hackers, because it turns it into a game. My hackers are better than your hackers, nya, nya, nya. I was astounded to find out there is no law against writing malware. That's a stunner right there. There should be. You know, where's the NSA? If anybody can track down the hackers, it should be the NSA. They haven't been able to find one. But I think they ought to find one or two and just make an example of them. Because we're all being victimized. We're all prey. And apparently, there is a new attack against Wi-Fi routers. It's called the crack attack, spelled with a K. And apparently, it exploits a fundamental flaw in the system itself, and no amount of password changing can protect you. Now, fortunately, this type of hacking can only be done by somebody within close range of the router itself. It can't be done over the outside internet, the wide area network. And that means that routers in private homes are much less vulnerable. But if you use public networks at coffee shops and restaurants, you are very vulnerable to this attack. If you must use a public network, check for the little gold padlock on your browser that shows the network is secure. Now, certain websites like banking and online shopping sites use more secure technology. Tech companies like Google and Apple have either already released updates to address the issue or have promised to do so. Such updates will make your network far more secure. And techies are also encouraging internet users to patch or update their routers. But again, just turning it into a game between the hackers, the black hat hackers and the white hat hackers, it's a game. And that's not going to make the problem go away, especially with all the profitability that's out there. Okay, Windows 10, everybody's not-so-favorite operating system. Apparently, the KB4482887 cumulative update is causing major stuttering in games. Apparently, it sort of hosed the graphics system, and it's basically degraded graphics performance. Frame per second has dropped, and people are reporting a severe mouse input lag, meaning you'll move the mouse and there'll be a noticeable amount of time before the game reacts. Now, that makes for lousy gameplay, I presume. I don't play computer games other than flight simulators. But I know that if that simulator doesn't react instantly to the mouse or the joystick, it's an issue. Over in New York City, homicides are up 37% in 2019. And apparently a lot of it was just last month. So some of the neighborhoods in New York City are being turned into war zones. No indication as to, well, apparently they don't know who's committing the homicides and whether it's linked to the immigration issue. This one made me very sick because, as you know, I love dogs. I love dogs. Out in California, there was a homeowner, Alfonso Galindo, And he installed security cameras on the outside of his San Diego home because he was baffled by strange stain patterns that kept emerging on the ground of his front yard for months. Keep that in mind, 4 months. What the security camera footage showed was that the mailman, every time he went by, the mailman would spray pepper spray at this 7-year-old rescue dog, Poopa. And the video, it is shocking, showing the dog just trying to deal with that. Now, here in Hawaii, if you use pepper spray, you have to justify why you did it to the police. If you cannot, you can go to jail for assault. Now, I don't know if whooping on a puppy qualifies as assault, but I would like to see that postman identified and talked to. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And speaking of Hawaii, our Senate, which is highly liberal, has now sent a petition to the U.S. Congress to modify or possibly even repeal the Second Amendment. And again, we know that the Democrats, the liberals, they want everyone's guns taken away. Well, not everyone. They want to disarm the law-abiding citizens who would turn in their guns in the event of a ban or confiscation. The criminals are still going to have the guns. History has shown that over and over again. Okay, yesterday we talked about Scott Gottlieb resigning from the FDA, supposedly to spend more time with his family. And I made the comment that usually spend more time with the family means something else is going on behind the scenes. And what's interesting is 2 months ago, Gottlieb tweeted that he would not be resigning from the FDA. That he had big, big plans. Now, apparently it turns out he's the only FDA commissioner to ever work for Big Pharma prior to being nominated. And he holds investments in 20 different healthcare companies that manufacture products that he and the FDA were responsible for regulating. In other words, a massive conflict of interest. And I guess he just decided he wanted to keep his investments, and he's stepping down as head of the FDA. No replacement has been named yet here. Story out of, well, this is actually CNN. Even with measles outbreaks across the U.S., at least 20 states have proposed anti-vaccination bills. Now, this headline is a little misleading. These bills are not blocking vaccination. They're saying people should have a choice. State after state, legislators are introducing bills that make it easier for people to opt out of vaccinations, which I think that's just common sense. If we have any intrinsic rights, it's a right to our own body, what we eat, what we drink, what medicines we take, what things we avoid. Rand Paul is out there saying that we shouldn't trade our freedom for a false sense of security. And this is a comment he made about forced vaccinations. Over at Facebook, they're now being pressured to block vaccination resistors. So social media is totally co-opted. They're censoring. If you are on Facebook and you put anything up that is asking questions about vaccines, you're in trouble. Facebook will shut you down here. And again, well over half the people who've come down with measles are people who've been vaccinated. Now, interestingly enough, there's this Harvard immunologist. And when she went to get a passport to travel, she had to bring her vaccination record and noticed she'd been vaccinated against the measles twice as a child. And that was puzzling to her because she had gotten the measles after the vaccines. I'm going to come back to this story tomorrow. Right now, the music is here and I've got to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with all of your friends. Talk to them. Bring back the art of the conversation. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They really need all the help that you can send them. I'm being serious about this. So we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.